self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture, to give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay solid just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us, like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rock the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy, sir. You might be wondering, man, where has this cat been? It's been over a month, no new episodes, no nothing. Well, I don't come to offer excuses, I've come to offer clarity. I would much rather take a much needed break rather than just produce episodes just for the sake of producing them, basically giving you filler. As of late, I've been more focused on education. As you may have known, it was finals, and I had to focus, just quite simple, had to focus, and honestly, work picked up, so I had to focus on work, school, and I'm proud to announce that I am working with a realtor and a loan officer, and hopefully, I'm able to have my stuff together to be in the market for home ownership. So right now, it's a lot of things on my plate that I wish I had more time, you know, wish I had more time to create content, especially with this wave of controversy with the Drake and Kendrick beef. But I'll be honest for you, I'm going to keep it a milli with you. It just felt good just to observe something. Every now and again, when with podcasting, you have to strike while the iron is hot. And that can be some of the most stressful work environments, you know, because you don't even get to really observe something for yourself. You're focused on creating a critique, creating content, and I didn't want to do that. And as far as work goes, I'm not even in Alabama right now. Right now, I'm coming from the East Coast. I'm in Newark, New Jersey. I am here working up here. I'm here for a convention for work, seminars of sorts, to help expand my career skill set. You know? And I'm not, again, this is not an excuse. This is hopefully to remind people to get back on their job. Don't get too absorbed in what's going on outside. Focus on doing what you got to do to enhance you. I still have some things in tuck that I'm working on. I decided that there are a couple of video essays I would like to do, seeing that my degree is in public speaking and communication. I think I want to get into video essays, you know, on things that I like, which are wrestling, common topics, and nothing too messy. I'll be honest with you. It's like everybody wants to do form essays on, you know, men versus women and black women versus black men. That's fine. Do what you do. If that's your niche, if you're good at it and you can get paid for it, do it. But that's not me, man. If you're following me, y'all, I'm a nerd. I'm never going to be anything different. What I ask is that if you're on this journey with me, interact more. You know, if you want to see something or if you like something, let me know. Because silence is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But sometimes I want to know what you guys are thinking. You know, don't be afraid to hit me up. Don't be afraid to message me. Or if you want to be a guest or If you have a business you want to work with or you want to get your business shout out daily on my podcast, let me know. I have a spot for a commercial. I have an opening, you know, and then we would love to work with you. In the pipeline, we do have the 2020 weekend coming up soon. So I'm getting ready for that. It's going to be a live weekend. I will be honest with you. It won't be as many shows this year. Last year, I focused on getting about five or six shows done, and it won't be that many. I'm thinking three or four. Quite simply because people are busy, you know, and it just is what it is. But anywho, I just wanted to give you guys an update. Right now, I am enjoying being out of town. I'm enjoying looking outside my window and seeing a totally different landscape, meeting new people. And it just reminds me that I love podcasting, but that's not all it is for me. It is a little, it does hit a little bit different for me because being in Newark, one of the podcasters I look up to, whether I agree with him or not, is Joe Budden. He's able to make his shit into an industry that help pays his people. You know, he's giving his people jobs, and I would love to do that for 2020. So physically being in the same city is that nigga, you know, looking over across the river and seeing New York City hit different because I never thought I'd have a reason to be up here. And yet here I am, you know. Anywho, this has been your boy, Sir. Just a quick update. Y'all, I'm alive. It's just right now I'm just taking care of business, you know. I love you all. God bless. And man, that Kendrick versus Drake shit was the best dumpster fire of 2024. I swear to God. Y'all be safe.
I started thinking to myself, man, what did he do to make the niggas that mad?